ധ്യായാമോദബളാവകുണ്ടലവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ടിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീ മദസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാമീശ്വരീം. So after listening to Lord Shiva's statement that what do you want to separate, what do you want to distance, is it the body or the Chaitanyam? The body is many, Chaitanyam is ekam. The body cannot move because it is insentient. Chaitanyam also cannot move because Chaitanyam is all pervasive, and the Chaitanyam that pervades this entire world as a substratum of Namarupam, it is the same. So it is the same Chaitanyam which is the basis of individuals. Two individuals or two jivas, whether it is Pratibhimba theory, reflection theory or limitation theory, the essence, in both the cases, the essence is one alone. Essence is one Ishvara, one Chaitanyam alone. And when essence is just one alone, then there is no real difference at all. There is no difference. Bhedam is not at all there. So, pum pumso ayuktasya nanartho brahmaha. So, in such a case, the nanartham or nanatvam, multitude or duality that is perceived or that is seen as if existing, is only an illusion, is only brahmam, is an illusion, is a delusion, it is not at all real. So after listening to the Lord Shiva's questions, we find Shankara giving his conviction, his manisha, his conviction in the five shlokas that is commonly known as manisha panchakam. So like all of these end with this, like I think till the fourth one and the fifth one, so it ends with Gurudityesha Manisha Mama Itiesha Manisha Mama. Thus is my conviction. So what is it that is present in the world, present as the reality in the world? So the world as we see, the world is like kind of difference has unity in diversity. The world is so diverse. So there are different continents in the first place. There are various continents, Asia, Europe, America. So there are continents in the first place, and then in those continents there are countries, different countries, and in those countries there are states, and in states districts are there. In districts there are streets, and like in each of those streets there are houses. In each of those houses there are various people, and each person is kind of different from one another. And this is with respect to living organisms as well as insentient non-living rock, stone, and all those like materials or wood, and all those as well. So the world is dual. The world is like diverse. The world is a mix of diverse objects, and these diverse objects, where it is a simple concept that diverse objects, diverse, whatever we find or we see as diverse, is not real. Diverse or duality cannot be real, because what we experience at all times is not this dual world, this diverse world, But one pulsating consciousness amidst this dual world. So whether like we are in the continent of America or in the continent of Asia, whether we are in one country, whether we are in Australia, or whether we are in India, or whether we are in UK, it doesn't matter where we are. What is common in all those is the pulsating consciousness. And this pulsating consciousness is always there. Always there means like how do you know? Always it is there. It is nityam. It is always there. That means the reason why it is always there is it never ceases to exist. It never ceases to exist. Na shosha plosha vikledas chedas chinnabaso mama. Satyairapi anilagnyam bha shastrai kimuta kalpitaihi. So as Advaita Makaranda says, this Atman or this pulsating consciousness cannot be destroyed through any means, any weapon. Weapons cannot destroy it, weapons cannot kill it, water cannot wet it, fire cannot burn it, air cannot dry it, because it is eternal. Everything else, what is everything else? This duality is only an illusion. It is a Brahman. Mayeva udeti chidvyomni jagat gandharva pattanam. This jagat gandharva pattanam, it is a gandharva nagaram. It is a castle in space, and it is based on this pulsating consciousness. So that is one way to prove that the consciousness or chit, Chaitanyam, which we also call as Ishvara, Prajnanam, Brahma, Brahman or Ishvara, that is eternal. So one way to prove, like that is based on what Krishna also says, Nainam Chindanti Shastrani, that shloka we can remember. So one way to prove is that Chaitanyam never ceases to exist. Another is, just take up a sample or what is known as sampling philosophy or sampling concept. Take a sample of time, and in those sample of time, does consciousness always exist? So if in that sampling time consciousness exists, then that means we can assume, we can extend it and say that consciousness always exists, or it is nityam. Nityoham, niravadhyoham. So nityam is like used in many places by Shankara. So the sampling, when we take like sampling, what is taken up is one entire day. So why this day? Like why one day? Because in one day we experience three different states. And these three states repeat itself. So sampling philosophy or sampling concept is used when you take up a particular thing which gets repeated over and over again. So repetition, repetitive, but in such a way also that sampling is or can be considered as the whole. So if we consider time itself, time can be split into one day where three avasthas or three states are there. These three states is repeated or gets repeated each and every day of not just this birth, of many, many births. Like whether we are in this birth, or whether we are in a previous birth, or whether we are going to be in a future birth, this continues, because birth and death is for the body, not for Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam or the Atman never dies. Dehi nosmin yata dehi kaumaram yavvanam jara tata dehantara praptis dhiras tatra namuhyati. So this deham undergoes yavvanam jara and then like birth and death, whereas the Atman is eternal. But such an Atman, such a pulsating Atman is mixed, is considered as part of the body, considered in par with the body, not even par, considered as the body then a person thinks he is taking birth and dying, and that is what a person or that is what is called as a person getting deluded into Maya, a person seemingly suffering in this world because he considers himself as the body. So this pulsating consciousness is definitely not the body. The sampling effect proves it. Why it's not the body? Because now we have this body. So this state, like where we are now awake, the awake state is called waking state or Jagrat Avastha. So Jagrat, a person is aware, awake. So in this Jagrat Avastha, we have a body. But when we go to bed, then there is a new body created. Or if it's not a new body, at least we take up a different body. We get a new body. So with a body which is different from this waking state body. So that's why Ramana Maharshi says that like we think we are great people. And like we think we have a lot of knowledge. We think we are the body. We have control over others when we don't even have control over our own body. So a person is sleeping, and a person is sleeping and dreaming like wonderful things. What will happen? Another person comes and urinates in his face. Do we know anything? Definitely no. When we wake up, we know. Until then, we don't know. So anyway, that's another thing. So here, this body, like we are not this body, because in the dream state, like we go to sleep. Sleep is split into two states further. So one is dream. We dream. We enter into a dream world. We enter into a world created by our impressions, based on whatever impressions a person has, whatever desires a person has, and that a person experiences in dream. And when he experiences in dream, this body is not there. Oh no, this body is there. I still see myself as a man. But can you outrun a dog? Can you dodge bullets like Keanu Reeves does in Matrix? Definitely. Can you jump high? Of course. Can you become a millionaire? Very easily. So all those are possible. So are all those possible with this body? Definitely no. So with this body, all those are not possible. So therefore, it proves that we are not this body, because if we are this body, we should experience it during the state of dream. Whereas we experience a different body. Of course, there are other logics as well. So in waking state we are there, in dream state we are there. So we thought we are the body, but the body exists only in the waking state, not in the dream state. So in the dream state we have, like we can say, in the dream state we have the mind. So are we the mind? Definitely no, because the mind also goes to sleep when the mind enters into the dream state. So why do we sleep in the first place? Why do we go to bed daily? So we go to bed daily because we are tired. We get tired. So the body gets tired, not we, I'm sorry. The body gets tired, therefore we have to sleep. And when we sleep, the mind enters into or creates a new world and it experiences stuff. But the mind also gets tired. And the mind goes to rest. And that state is called the dreamless sleep, which is also called as deep sleep state. So the second state, dream state, is called Swapnavastha. The dreamless deep sleep state is called Sushupti Avastha. So in this dreamless deep sleep state, we exist, but everything else, everything from the body, the mind, even the ego, rests or takes a break, in a way rejuvenates itself, recharges itself. So that is why after waking up, we become like energetic, we get a lot of energy, we find that we have a lot of energy. So until then, like a person is very tired from office work, from other things. But once a person sleeps, he gets energy. So that is why people have to sleep, irrespective of whether a person is like a beggar or a person is Obama. Both have to sleep in order to get energy, in order to energize. But when everything sleeps, everything rests in deep sleep, there is one person who doesn't rest, and that is the Atman. So the Atman is aware, Atman is awake in Sushupti Avastha as well. How do we know? Because after waking up, we say, I slept happily. So that means I slept happily, which means I was there in sleep. I experienced myself. I was happy. So there again, adhyasam or superimposition happens there. Due to what? I didn't know anything. Something like it was as if like something was like something struck me on the head. And then I don't know what happened. I don't remember much. I don't know anything. So ignorance is there. So then what happens? We think, we try to relate it to the ahankaram. Therefore we say, I slept well. Actually, I slept. The sleeping is the ego. Sleeping I is the ego. The happy I is the Atman, which is always there. And we, like when we wake up, we are the ego eye. So the ego eye remembers its true nature of happy eye. Therefore says, I slept happily. So anyway, so ego is not there. So how do we know that the ego is not there? Ego was not there. Ego should have been there. If ego was there, like ego will not say, I was sleeping. Ego will never say, I was sleeping. And what do we see like when the ego is there? When ahankaram is there, obviously there will be duality, there will be ragadvesham. What if like the intellect or the mind is there? Again, duality. Like if mind is there, it will take us into either the dream world or the waking world. So that means in deep sleep, none of these were there, only the Atman existed. So the Atman experienced deep sleep of what? Deep sleep of mind, deep sleep of the body, deep sleep of the ego. So in these three avastas, so things keep changing. The body rests in dream state as well, but everything rests in deep sleep. But that which is constant, that which is steady, that which is active, that which is awake in all these three states is the I. And that I is a happy I as experienced in deep sleep state. When everything vanishes temporarily, we experience ourselves as the blissful Atman. So it is like a person or an actor portraying a role. So daily an actor portrays a role. An actor like always wears a dress depending or like based on his role. So today like he is like today... portraying the role of, like, I forgot the name, so the doctor in Da Vinci Code. So today that is the role. Tomorrow it may be something else. Day after tomorrow it is something else. So today I am I have the role of Rama. Tomorrow I have the role of Krishna. Day after tomorrow I have the role of Ravana. A little different. I am trying something different. So all those, like an actor always puts on his role, but at a particular point of time he sheds that role. And when that happens, when we shed everything, when we shed duality totally, that is when a person gets eternal bliss. And that can be achieved even during waking and dream state. it, we have we can ignore dream state at least. Waking state definitely, because dream state is not a cause of a problem, because we know like that dream is an illusion, therefore there is nothing wrong with that. But waking state, we don't know what we are experiencing is an illusion, therefore in waking state, if we are able to remember that this is just a role, this is just an illusion, whereas I am blissful Atman, that Atman which is unaffected, untainted by the faults of the body, the faults of the mind, ahankaram, a person will be blissful. So that means if we try to analyze, if we try to put our intellect to use, then we will find clearly that jagrat swapna sushuptishu sphutatara ya sambit ujrambate. So ya sambit, that consciousness ujrambate means pulsates, is always there. So that consciousness which experiences samvit means that which experiences everything, that which is the subject of everything. So that subject of everything which pulsates when jagrat swapna sushuptishu, in the three states of jagrat, swapna and sushupti, in all the three states, this samvit ujrambate, it pulsates, it is awake. Sphutatara means very clearly. So Shankara uses like beautiful words. Shankara uses beautiful as well as bold words here. Sphutatara means like very clearly. Sphutam means very clearly. So ya samvit ujrambate jagrat swapna sushuptishu sphutatara, very clearly. So that is why like we have to remember that any person who has a little bit of intellect, a little bit of discriminative faculty, a little bit of inquiring nature, such a person will very easily come to this conclusion that I am not the body, I am not the mind, I am not the ahankaram, I am not duality, I am one Atman who is always there, one consciousness which always pulsates, I exist, futatara, very clearly. So it is said that Einstein, when he was on exile, so he came to India, he came to Delhi or somewhere around there. And then he came upon Shankara's Adhyasa Bhashyam, the introductory commentary to Brahma Sutra, and which is based on like, or which the main topic of that is Adhyasam or superimposition, relativity, which is very similar to Einstein's relativity theory, but it just says that there is an absolute beyond this relative. So Einstein said everything is relative. So where from this relativity came? Is this relativity true? Eternal relativity can never be true. So it can never be that like two people are related to each other immediately. Somewhere like from one person it has to start. It cannot be that two people are already related and always will be related. Relativity is only possible with respect to an absolute truth. So we say that a train is moving with respect to earth, which is not moving. Consider that the earth is moving. Of course, earth is moving. If earth is moving, how can we say that the train is moving? We cannot say, because you can only say that relatively the train is moving at so much speed in so much direction, so and so direction. So that is relativity. Relativity means absolute. It has to be acknowledged, whereas for Einstein, he failed to acknowledge even as the very scientist. So today, scientists try to analyze a lot of things, even as the various financial experts are trying to analyze the economy, as to what is going to happen in the economy. Along with that, like many people are trying to understand, scientists are trying to find out as to what it is in Mars. Many scientists are trying to find out as to while a lot of earthquakes are happening, while a lot of natural calamities are happening. So scientists are trying to find out all those, and then like the people are trying to find out as to why airplane crashes are common, why terrorists are more, why people are killing each other. So all that is happening. So along with all those analysis, like people try to analyze the world. So along with that, unless they analyze, they include this one consciousness, one pulsating, one clearly present consciousness amidst this duality, a person will not be able to find out truth. So truth cannot be found out without a person acknowledging the underlying reality, acknowledging the ever-present consciousness, which is absolute, which is eternal. So Einstein wrote the relativity, or like came up with the relativity concept, but he didn't acknowledge, he failed to acknowledge the subject of absolute truth. But his intellect was sharp, therefore he was like, when he read Shankara's Adhyasa Bhashyam, he is said to have said that, like, or exclaimed that, oh, I wasted my 40-50 years. If only I had read this, I didn't have to do any of those. That means everything is clearly mentioned in the Shastra. Adhyasa Bhashyam, Shankara clearly explains everything. The Gita, if Adhyasa Bhashyam, or people say Adhyasa Bhashyam, oh, that is highly logical. Oh, my intellect is not sharp, you know. I am from a normal family. I am a woman, so I don't have that much intellect. I am a man, but like my mind is woman, feminine, therefore like I don't have intellect. I don't have, even if I have intellect, I don't have memory. And even if I have intellect and memory, I don't have enough capacity. I don't have enough patience. My mental qualities are not strong that I can use my intellect or memory. So I can't learn Brahma Sutra. So Brahma Sutra, fine. No need of learning Brahma Sutra. What does Krishna say? Matra paradaram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya. O Arjuna, know that there is nothing different from me here. Whatever is there is me only. Aham adishcha madhyam cha bhutanam anta eva cha. I am the beginning, the middle, the end of everything. So such clear statements. Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. So know me to be the Kshetrajna. Kshetrajna means like the essence. The essence of kshetram. Kshetram means that which deteriorates. In that deteriorating kshetram, all these insentient objects, know me to be the essence. How more clear can a person be? So a person cannot be any clearer. So Krishna has explained this very clearly. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshi arjuna tishtati. Oh Arjuna, Ishvara resides in the heart of all beings. Means Ishvara is the essence of all beings. In many places he says that Jyotisham apitad jyotihi tamasa paramuchyate jnanam jnanam jnana gamyam hriddi sarvasya vishtitam sarvasya chaham hriddi sannivishto. So many places Krishna says that I reside in the heart of all beings. I am the essence of all beings. Rasoham apsu kaunteya prabhasmi shashi surya yoho. So in the 7th chapter, from the 8th shloka onwards, like Krishna enumerates entities saying, I am this, I am this, I am this. The same is like continued in the 9th chapter, Aham kratur aham etnyah swadaham aham aushadam. So from the 16th or 17th shloka in the 9th chapter. And then like other chapters are there where Vibhuti, Ishvara, Krishna speaks about himself as everything. So after mentioning so clearly and in so simple terms, if a person says, I cannot understand, I cannot apprehend, my intellect is not sharp, then it is not the intellect that is not sharp, it is the desire to know the truth which is not sharp. As long as such a strong desire doesn't exist, person cannot understand even simple concepts. And as long as a person doesn't understand these simple concepts, a person will not be able to experience bliss. So anyway, Einstein understood that. So it means it is futatara, futatara, it is futam. It is very clear, crystal clear. In like as Balakrishnan often says, even a child can understand. A small child, like if we go to a small child and teach it, tell it, okay, you know, like this duality is only nama rupam, it is a name and a form. Whatever is there, only you. It's like analyze these three avastas, swapna, jagrat, swapna and sushupti, waking, dream and deep sleep. In all these states you are there, and other things are also there, other illusions, delusions are also there. In one, like one state there is a gross body, in one state there is a subtle body, in one state there is no body at all. But like there is only one thing which is common, there is only one thing which is always there in these three states. And that is you, that is which pulsates as I exist, and that is eternal. And this entire world is pervaded by that one entity, because everything is based on this one I, everything else is dependent on this one I. So anything that is dependent is only an illusion in the independent entity. So therefore you are that one Advitiya Satyam. Ananda Swarupam, the child will be very happy, child will easily understand, and the child will never forget. Oh, can a child really understand this? You are just like joking. The Shastras say that the child of Prahlada, he was not even a child at that time, he was just in his mother's womb. So in his mother's womb, so Bhagavatam says that when Prahlada's mother was carrying, so at that time Hiranyakashipu goes to do tapas. So he goes to do tapas in order to gain siddhis so that he can conquer the devas. So he goes, like when he goes, the devas like find out, oh, this is the right time. So they kidnap, like as we see in various movies, so they kidnap Prahlada's mother. So on the way, Narada, the problem creator, but in this case he didn't create a problem. Somehow, like maybe he was fasting from his problem creation that day, therefore he doesn't create any problem. So he stops them and says, what are you going to do? This is not good, like what you are doing. I'll take her. And Narada takes her to his ashram. Does Narada have an ashram? Okay, for now, like Narada has an ashram. He has to survive, like he has to be somewhere to sleep. He also needs to sleep like us, so he needs to have an ashram. So Narada takes her there and he teaches her Vedanta. Narada teaches like all these, you are Brahman, and this world is only an illusion. Whatever is there is only Namarupam. It is Mithya, like Mithyatvam, like you can explain it through illusions, worldly illusions, like snake seen in rope, water seen in desert. So many ways Narada explains all those. Nothing goes into the mind. Nothing goes into the intellect of Prahlada's mother. But the small Prahlada in his mother's womb listens to it, and now Prahlada comes out as a jnani. And like when he is sent to the Gurukula, and Hiranyakashipu instructs the Guru to teach him, teach Prahlada to praise him rather than Ishvara. Prahlada creates a revolution. He creates a mutiny inside the Gurukula by teaching his co-students what we know as Atma Nityo Avyaya Shuddha Ekha Chetrajna Shreya. So that shloka, we can remember that. So Prahlada teaches the Atman with Dvadasha Lakshanam, with 12 qualities or lakshanas, characteristics of the Atman, which starts with Nityam Atma Nityo Avyayaha. Nityam. So that, like, and then like Nara Prahlada's guru is not able to bear it. So he takes him back and says, this guy, your son is spoiling me. So like if we think children cannot understand, like even like there are cases of people who have understood this in womb, as we see. And any child, like it's not child, any person can understand. Any person like who has an open mind who comes to this concept will understand this because it is crystal clear. And yeah, Brahma adi pipilakanta pipilikanta tanushu prota jagat sakshini. So prota, again like samvit, and here prota means like pulsating consciousness or essence. So that which is prota, that which is like the essence pulsation in what? So like vana, you am the like that which is the samvit consciousness that pulsates, that is always there in jagrat supna sushupti avastha, and that which pulsates in brahma adi pipilikanta tanushu. Tanushu, tanu means body. In the bodies of brahma adi pipilikanta. So pipilikanta means like tiny ant. So from brahma till tiny ant, or from brahma till the today, like it's not ant, is not the smallest creature, we can say bacteria or amoeba. So Balakrishna Nair uses that amoeba mudal brahman brahma uvare. From amoeba till brahma, and all those bodies which is prota, which is pulsating, which is the essence, jagat sakshini, and which is the sakshi, which is the witness of this entire world. So what we consider as the world, this entity, this one pulsating entity, is which is the essence, which is always there, it is the sakshi, it is the witness. So like as we did the analysis of jagrat, swapna and sushupti, so in those three avastas we find that this one atman like go through different experiences. In waking state we have different experiences, in dream state we have different experiences, in deep sleep we experience sleep, we experience a sort of happiness, we experience ignorance. But in all those experiences, this is just a sakshi, witness. So if it is not a witness, then it will be worried in dream about the waking state, and like all these states will mingle. But all these various states is experienced by oneself, which means that oneself pervades these states, which is the witness of these states, and that can be extended to the world as well. So if it is three states means three worlds means this waking world as well. All the world, whatever world is there, this is just a sakshi. This is just a witness of the entire world. So it is not affected, it is ever blissful. Whatever happens, it is ever blissful. And saeva aham, and that I am. So that samvit, that consciousness which pulsates, which is present in jagrat, swapna and sushupti, that which is the essence, pulsating consciousness, pulsating essence of all the bodies, starting from an amoeba to Brahma, and that which is the witness of this entire world, whether people are doing a lot of tapas in the world, whether it is the Treta Yugam where people do a lot of yajnas, whether it is Dwapara Yugam where people are like people sing Nama Sankirtanam, or whether it is Kali Yuga where people kill each other. Irrespective of all those, it is just a witness. It just experiences everything. So as Vidyaranya says, Nrityashala Stito Deepaha Prabham Sabhyamsha Nartakim Deepayed Avisheshena Tadabhave Api Deepyate. So even as the lamp in a theater, so in a theater, on the stage there is an actor portraying a role, an actor like performing the role to perfection. If we think like it is Tom Hanks or Al Pacino, so portraying the role to perfection, and then there are like people behind the scenes, the director and the musicians, and then there are audience. Amidst all this, the light, the lamp which sheds light, is always there, and it is steady, it is constant. sorry. Irrespective of whether these objects are there, whether a drama is going on, whether the audience are there, whether the audience are throwing like tomatoes or audience are clapping at the performance of the actor, irrespective of all these, the lamp always shines. Ikshe shrinomi jigrami swadayami sprishamyaham iti bhasayate sarvam nrityashalasta deepavat. So even as a, that lamp illumines everything by being unaffected, similarly all activities happen because of the conscious light, because of consciousness, pulsating consciousness inside us. And that consciousness, that witness consciousness, aham, I, sa, sa, that, aham, eva, definitely I am that. So definitely I am that. So definitely means sa eva aham. I am that only. Nacha drishya vastu. And I am not the drishya vastu. So here we come to the subject, object, drit and drishyam. Of course, this shloka is kind of a bit vast. There are a lot of concepts that comes up in the shloka. We cannot explain all those in depth in an hour. So like we will have it brief only, like it's almost like 40-45 minutes over. So we'll have it, we'll discuss it only in brief. So drit and drishyam, there is a subject and objects. So the objects are the world, the objects are always changing, the subject is ever the same. And the subject is the witness of all the objects, and the subject, sakshi drigheva natu drishyate. This drik, this subject is a witness which is never seen. So that means whatever is the scene, scene spectrum, which includes objects, which includes the indriyas, sense organs, which includes the mind, which includes even the ahankaram, I am not all of those. I am the witness drik. So saevaham, I am the witness drik, nacha drishya vastu, not the temporary, insentient, changing, illusory objects. Iti, thus, Dridapratnya api. A dridam, dridapratnya means clear conviction. Such a clear intellectual conviction, clear assertion. Yasya asti. He who has that chet. Such a person, chandalostu, sattu dvijostu. If like the person might be a chandala, a low caste person, or a brahmana, higher caste brahmana, such a person, guru, who, such a person is guru, iti, thus, esha manisha mama, thus is my clear conviction. So Shankara says that my clear conviction is, he is a guru who knows himself as different, as distinct from the world, from objects, and identifies himself always with the conscious principle of Brahman, that consciousness which pulsates at all times, in all avastas, in everything that is seen, that is not seen, and that which is the witness of this entire world. And such a person, like, is my guru. Guru means like, who is guru? Guru is a person who guides us to Brahman. How does the guru guides us to Brahman? The guru guides us to Brahman by being Brahman. The guru is Brahman. So if the guru is not Brahman, like, he cannot guide us. The guru is able to guide us because guru is one with Brahman. So that means such a Brahman. So guru shows us as to our real nature. So even as a person can see himself in front of a mirror, so if we want to see ourselves, like, oh, we can't see ourselves like in front of our friends. We can't see ourselves in front of a beauty parlor. We can't see ourselves in front of objects of the world. We can see ourselves in front of a mirror. So like, if we want to see ourselves, then somebody will show, okay, then I'll show you the mirror. Here is the mirror. Look yourself. So the guru is the mirror The mirror, how Guru is the mirror? The Guru shows us that our state is consciousness. Our nature is consciousness. We are consciousness. We are Brahman. We are not the temporary objects of the world. We are not the body. We are not the Indriyas. We are not the mind. But we are one Brahman. That is what the Guru shows us. So Guru is our own true nature. So that is what Shankara says here. So here it also means that it doesn't matter who such a person is, irrespective of what is his external state, irrespective of what is his external appearance, a person who has the conviction, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, Brahman or consciousness alone is real. This Jagat, this world is temporary because it is there now. It vanishes in dream and deep sleep state. So it is only an illusion. Jivo Brahma Eva Naparaha. And this I that is there inside me, that is not the Ahankaram that is associated and identified with the body and objects. Whereas I am Brahma, I am Brahman, I am one with Ishvara, I am consciousness. So that conviction, a person who has that conviction, irrespective of what he is, irrespective of what he is doing, such a person is one with me. And such a person is termed by Krishna as a jnani, jnani tu atme eva me matam. Jnani is a person who is my own self. How is a jnani my own self? Because the jnani is always Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. Such a jnani is very rare because it is not easy. Manushyanam Sahasreshu Kashchit Yatati Siddhaye Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kashchit Mam Veti Tattvatah. Out of thousands of people, out of thousand people that we find in the world, some will strive for perfection. And out of those striving people, hardly any few know me in reality. That's why jnanis or jivan muktas, realized masters, are a handful in this world. There aren't, we may think, oh, there are so many sannyasis. All sannyasis are not realized. There are so many preachers, many people preach Vedanta. Are they all realized? Definitely no. They are also sadhakas. They are ahead of us. They have learned something. Intellectual knowledge is there. True experience hasn't dawned yet. So they are not realized. Realized masters are very few in this world. There are hardly any. There are not too many. So sudurlabha, very very rare. And what is the state of a jnani? Vasudeva sarvam. So everything is Vasudeva. So what is Vasudeva? Oh, everything is Krishna is what it says. Of course, avajananti maam mudaha manushim tanumashritam param bhavam ajananto mama avyayam mama bhuta maheshwaram. So those are fools who consider me as limited to this form, who consider me as Krishna. They don't understand my true nature, higher nature. I am one with Brahman, Bhuta Maheshwaram. I am the essence of all what is seen. I am the essence of the world. I am consciousness, Advitiya Satyam. So they don't realize me. So they are fools. Avyaktam Vyaktimapannam Manyante Mam Abuddhayah Param Bhavam Ajananto Mama Avyayam Anuttamam. So Anuttamam Avyayam. So me as the immutable Anuttamam. Anuttamam means there is nothing greater than this. So such an immutable great entity, because it is real, it is always there, it is blissful, that alone is there. And such an entity people don't know, and thereby they limit me to a form, and they think that I am Krishna, I am Rama, I am Vishnu, I am Shiva, I am Devi. So they limit into all those, so they are fools. So anyway, what is Vasudeva? I forgot, there is a beautiful shloka in Vishnu Puran, like which gives the definition of Vasudeva, Sarvam Vasati Yatra or something like that. So Vasudeva means he, like it is interpreted in two ways. So one who is present everywhere, that is like Sarvam Vasati. Sarvam Vasati means like one who is present everywhere. So that is Vasudeva. And the other meaning is in whom everything is there. So Vyashti in Samashti and Samashti in Vyashti. Individual in total and total in individual. So one who is present everywhere. One who is present everywhere means one who is present everywhere as the essence of everything. And where is the duality present? Everything is in one Ishvara as a substratum. So that is Vasudeva. So Vasudeva, like of course, Vasu or Vasu means like earth. So with respect to Vasudeva, we can consider Vasudeva as Lord of Earth. So Lord of Earth means Lord of the world. Lord of the world means one who is the world, one who controls the world. Who controls the world? Consciousness. Remove consciousness. Anvaya vitireka abhyam yatsya sarvatra sarvada. With anvaya vitireka yukti, if the world is there, this or if consciousness is there, this world is there. If consciousness is not there, this world is also not there. That means the consciousness is the controller of the world. Consciousness is the essence of the world. And that consciousness is Vasudeva. And Vasudeva sarvam. Whatever is there here is that one Vasudeva only. So sarvam brahmamayam rere. Sarvam brahmamayam kim bhoktavyam kim abhoktavyam. What to enjoy, what not to enjoy, because there is only one Brahman. Whatever is there is one Brahman. So what Shankara is saying here is that irrespective of what we are doing, irrespective of our body state, irrespective of our mental state, irrespective of our intellectual state. So we may think, oh, I can't sing well, I can't remember shlokas, I can't create devotion in my heart, I can't do lot of nishkama karmam, I can't do dhyanam. All those are fine, all those are just ways to realize. Ways, they are paths. Paths are not real. What is real and what is important is only the goal. The, what is the goal? The goal is that like you are that. Tattvamasi. You are already that. And that is what a sadhaka has to remember, that I am already that. So irrespective of what I am capable of doing, irrespective of what I am doing, what I am not doing, irrespective of all differentiation, irrespective of all limitation, I am that one Atman. So such a conviction has to be created in us. So we'll have to create such a conviction that I am Nacha Drishya Vastu, I am not the the objects of the world. Objects of the world means like it also includes Ahankaram, Manas, Buddhi, Indriyas, Prana, Shariram, everything. I am not these Drishya Vastus, I am that Jagat Sakshi, I am that which is Futam. So after learning this shloka, if a sadhaka gets deluded into thinking that he is the body, such a person is a fool, such a person is an idiot, because sphutam, this is very, very clear, crystal clear. So after learning this, there should not be any doubt, there should not be any confusion. A sadhaka should always remember, always contemplate that I am Brahman. And this doesn't mean that like we should get rid of actions. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat juhoshi, dudasi, yat tapasyasi kaunte, yat atkurushva madarpanam. So we can do any action, yat karoshi, whatever you do, yat ashnasi, whatever you offer, whatever you eat, yat juhoshi, whatever you offer onto fire, dudasi, yat whatever you give to others, yat tapasyasi kaunte, whatever tapas, austerity you do, tat kurushva madarpanam. Do that as an offering unto me. So that is what is required. This is just mental. This has no limitation, no restriction. And Balakrishna Nair always says, this doesn't cost anything. Today if we have to go and learn Vedanta, we have to give money for it. There is money for everything. This doesn't require any money. There's no money, like, there's no, not even like one penny cost for this. There's no, like, नया पैसा अभी नहीं चाहिए इसके लिए. So we don't need like even a one paisa to do this. We don't need to like diet for this. We don't have to like sleep less for this. We don't have to sit straight for this. We don't have to do a lot of sadhana for this. This is very simple. If we remember this truth, then we can do anything. And like whatever we do, it will give us more and more bliss. Kama krodha viyuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. So a person who is devoid of kama krodham, because internally he knows that he is that one all-pervasive self, and therefore bliss dances around such a person. Yogaratova, Bhogaratova, Sangaratova, Sangavihinaha, Yasya Brahmani Ramate Chittam Nandati Nandati Nandatyeva. So a person like might be doing yogam or bhogam, sangam or sangavihinam, getting attached or totally detached, but still person who is always abiding, or whose mind is always abiding in Brahman, that means one who is always remembering that Saevaham Nachadrishya Vastu. I am that consciousness, I am that one truth, I am not this dual, illusory world. And such a person Nandati Nandatyeva rejoices, rejoices, and verily rejoices. So may Amma bless us so that we may be able to contemplate on this like shloka and get the strong conviction that Shankara demonstrates through this shlokas, that we are the self, so that we will ever rejoice in bliss. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.